welcome everyone to Fearless Fridays, where I offer a quick tip, exercise, or just a thought on how you can live more for yourself. My name is Dr. Benjamin Ritter, leadership and empowerment coach at Live For Yourself Consulting, where we coach and guide individuals to create a career they can love. Remember, today is your day, and how can you make it fearless? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fearless Fridays. My name is Dr. Benjamin Ritter, leadership and career coach, guiding others from wasting more time. Come on. No, really, we're here to create a career that you can love. And if you're feeling stuck and if like you're not doing the work that you're supposed to do, and even thinking about this for a while, because you usually don't just wake up to this one day, we need to have a conversation or at least go through a bunch of my other content. Check out the free manual to creating a career that you can love on my website. But most importantly, like I would love for you to start living for yourself just a little bit more. Because I do what I do because I care about helping others feel more accountable and empowered for their careers and ultimately their life. And so today I want to talk about why you probably work too much. And this is actually probably going to hint at why you don't work enough. But most of the time, people I work with are high achievers. They're people that are a leader. They don't really feel like they deserve to be called a leader. They have experienced success, don't feel successful, and they're working way too much. And to be honest, I work a lot. I work too much. And sometimes it's a choice. Well, all the time it's our choice, but sometimes I have to stop myself and go, Ben, you really need to stop working. And one of the reasons why we work too much is because we don't know what else we want to do. We look at our life and we actually think, this is kind of mind-boggling to people that aren't like this, we think, well, I'd much rather get this client and make more money than go spend money with friends. Why would I want to go do that? Like, why wouldn't I just want to grow my professional career? And you do that enough, and eventually you've lost a few years of your life, if not more. And so I'd love to challenge everyone that feels like they work too much to sit down and make a list of 20 things that they would rather do than work. Big deal, I know, right? For people that are working too much, this is tough. This is going to be tough. And if there are some things that you're looking at the list and you're kind of like, these are kind of equal. Can you connect to the meaning behind that task? Like, for example, I should be practicing the keyboard. I'm going to go practice the keyboard today. It's something that I should want to do more than work. But why? And if I can't identify that why, I'm probably not going to go play the keyboard. So what does something mean to you? What does learning a skill, having an experience, spending time with friends, why does that matter? And why does it matter more than your work? Think about that. Make the list. I challenge you to stop working so much and start living more for yourself, for your life, for the people around you, for experiences. It's important. It's valuable. And it's going to help you recharge and live more for yourself ultimately. So thank you, everybody.
So get out there, everyone, and live fearlessly. And if you have any thoughts or comments, just use the links in the show notes, send a message my way. I try to read and respond to everything. Thank you all for being here, and keep on living for yourself.